Three Czech fathers seeking joint custody of their children are taking their cases to Strasbourg. They form the fifth wave of parents who, unhappy with the ruling of a Czech court, have turned to the European Court of Human Rights. With pressure mounting both at home and abroad, is there anything that can be done to prevent further waves of dissatisfied fathers going all the way to Strasbourg? Rosie Johnston has the story.
Peter Alexander Nimberg is a Czech-German citizen and one of the three men taking the Czech Justice Ministry to court in Strasbourg.
My story is very, very simple, and it's quite common in Czech Republic. My wife, as a lover, told me that she would move out and she would take the children with her. I told her, okay, if you feel so, go, but please let's raise the children together, so let's ask for joint custody. She said, you know, we're not in Germany anymore. Actually, we both are Germans. We're not in Germany anymore, so here you've got no chance. I didn't believe, firstly, and then the court showed me that she's absolutely right.
78% of all child custody cases here in the Czech Republic are presided over by a female judge. Some sociologists think that this could be responsible for the high number of cases that are decided in the mother's favour. But Peter Alexander Nimberg doesn't agree. He had a male judge presiding over his case and thinks that it's more a question of attitude than of gender.
The judge gave her the children to raise right in her first stay, and it's 1.5 years now. The children changed their behaviour, and I cannot be with them only 2 weekends in a month. A few years ago, I visited the judge telling him that I cannot go like this, and he told me, I don't understand you, Mr. Nimberg. What do you want? You see the children, don't you? So he really did not understand that I want to raise my children.
Jiří Fiala is from the Father's Rights Group K213, which has been coordinating this new wave of complaints to Strasbourg. I asked him which particular human right was, in his view, being violated by Czech courts.
Well, it's especially the violation of the right for the family life. This is especially what the majority of people is claiming, and which is certainly true, because simply mother doesn't want, after the divorce, to overgive the child to his father. She is not pressed at all to do that. The courts do not do anything, and they simply do not help to the father to get the access to his child, even they are obliged to do it, at least according to the law, because law doesn't say that fathers are second-class people.
In its communication with Strasbourg, the Czech government has admitted that there is a problem and that joint custody is an almost unheard-of concept in Czech courts. At the moment, it's the Czech state which pleads father's damages. But in theory, the state can then ask the judge who made the illegal decision for a contribution, which can be worth up to 4 months of his or her salary. Father's rights groups see fining judges as a possible solution to the problem, and are pushing for the state to start exercising this right, which, in their view, is currently underused. But changes are yet to happen, and in the meantime, fathers like Peter Alexander Nimberg are left with what they feel is no other option than to turn to Strasbourg.